Jumping in here right now regarding General Motors. General Motors announced the other day that they were going to shutter some factories and lay off a number of workers. And President Trump responded quickly and said that he was very disappointed and that he was going to check into getting taking away some of the subsidies that GM has. And so then you see all of the pundits say, well, can he do that? Does GM get subsidies? You know, what is going on here? His allegations are, is there GM put plants over in China and Mexico? And it's like, who can figure this out for us? And I know it's Tim Jackson. He is with the Colorado Automobile Dealers Association. So lots of questions there, Tim. How would you tee this up?
Well, it's great to be back on with the American Chicks this morning, so thanks for the opportunity. I think the GM announcement on Monday morning came as a big surprise across the country, probably around the world, and even within the industry. Keep in mind that the market overall right now, first, the economy is very good. We all know that. Very low unemployment rate. Car sales, and when we say car sales, let's broaden it and just say motor vehicle sales, are very positive. But the announcement was that they'll eliminate several car brands. You know, these are makes and models versus, or not models versus makes. And that's actually been a trend for automakers. All the major automakers have either announced that or are looking at that. Toyota recently announced that they may trim the number of product lines in their car lines that they offer in the U.S. for the very same reason. Let me just recap both here in Colorado and nationally the vehicles that are selling. Again, I said we're close to the top of the market, so the all-time high in sales in the U.S., historic all-time high, was in 2016. 2017 was off marginally, but just 2 or 3%. And the numbers I saw just yesterday for this year, calendar year 2018, and we're already in late November, are just off 0.8%. So overall sales are still very strong. You could say it's the third best year in history. So why would GM eliminate, or any other brand, any other manufacturer eliminate certain car brands, car models? And that is because people are not buying cars, they're buying light-duty trucks. And here in Colorado specifically, just SUVs now make, SUVs which are a part of the light-duty truck category, make up 48% of total sales. Can we round it and say half the sales in Colorado are not cars and not even light-duty pickups, they're actually SUVs. So if that's where the market is going, why would GM or Toyota or Ford or Fiat Chrysler or anybody else have a really broad array of passenger cars if that's not what consumers want to buy?
So, Tim, what about President Trump's comments that GM is bet by putting factories over in China and in Mexico? He seems frustrated that it sounds like they're keeping those open, but they're closing the ones in North America. How would you respond to that?
Well, it's a great question. It's a little bit complicated, but they don't anticipate shipping those cars back to the U.S. Keep in mind that because of the tariffs, it's almost impossible to be profitable. You can't have a 25% tariff on cars and produce them in China and bring them back into the U.S. So they're not anticipating selling those cars in the U.S. So the plants that they... GM is an international company, even though it's based in Detroit, Michigan. It obviously operates in most parts of the world, including China. And no, by the way, China, sales in China for overall vehicle sales are almost twice what now what they are in the U.S. So if any manufacturer, whether it's General Motors or any other manufacturer, wants to increase sales in China and keep their costs down, don't they have to produce them in China? I think the answer to that is going to be a resounding yes.
Okay. Next thing, President Trump said that he was going to rescind subsidies for GM. What does that mean exactly?
Well, I think what he's talking about, I don't know of any subsidization of General Motors right now. It could be argued that, and I think he has made the point, that the U.S. invested a lot in GM during in past years, and that is the case. There were the bridge loans that were offered to GM and well, all the domestic automakers, GM, Ford, and Chrysler at the time. Now Chrysler, now FCA. FCA and GM took the government up on those and borrowed money to get through the economic downturn when that capital wasn't available in the private markets. Ford was able to, cashed up, if you will, they were had $20 billion in cash in the bank, so they didn't have to go for the bridge loans.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know any current subsidization of General Motors. The other thing that by the federal government, by the way, one specific incentive that's out there is on the electrified cars and or zero-emission cars, and they're $7,500 not only on GM electrified cars but on all models. If that was to be rescinded, it wouldn't be a presidential dictate or by presidential fiat. It would take an act of Congress. They may not extend it, but for General Motors, General Motors is one of the manufacturers that have had the been most on the ready for the EVs, and so there's a cap of 200,000 on how many can be offered through GM or any other automaker, and they're about to hit that cap anyway. So that's going to go from 7,500 to 3,750, I believe, in 2019, and then it'll go away completely. Nothing has to change for that to go away. It's on the calendar to go away.
You know, the other, and we're just about out of time, but I found something interesting that the chair of GM said that they were moving towards more electric vehicles, ride sharing, and autonomous vehicles. But the market isn't really saying to me that that is what they want. This is more of a, in my opinion, a top down a dictate by pundits and leaders of these companies, because when you look at what you just said regarding Colorado, almost half of the total sales is SUVs instead of electric vehicles, and that's a whole nother conversation. We've had one of those we need to have again regarding Governor Hickenlooper's executive order regarding LEVs and electric vehicles, and then of course those regulations were just instituted within the last week or so. But I was a bit troubled by the comment of the chair of GM regarding where they were heading that. It seemed more like a force instead of a market realization. Quick comment on that.
Well, no, and that's an excellent question. We could do a whole program on that sometime, and I'd love to do that with you too, because you're very astute on these issues, and I appreciate your interest in them. And we all should, by the way. All your listeners should appreciate that interest. I think it's a visionary, you could say a visionary step, anticipating the electrification and autonomy of cars. Without a doubt, both are on their way, because they're. I just made a presentation yesterday to the Colorado PUC, and in it we showed that we've now hit 3% in total sales, counting all the electrified models that are plug-in hybrids or fully electric. But it's taken us 8 years to get there. And in that same 8 years, these numbers blow me away, by the way. I think they're a little you. In that same 8 years, pickups, vans, and SUVs have increased in sales from 58% of the overall market to 75% of that light-duty category overall market. So they've increased by 17%. While electrified units have only increased by 3%, gone from 0% to 3%. So those have a long ways to go. I think, again, there is a lot of government, both carrot and stick. There's requirements on the tailpipe emissions to go electrified, but they're also incentivizing it on that $7,500 by manufacturer per sale to go electrified. So I think they're trying to anticipate there's going to be more of that governmental push, both carrot and stick, to do that. It'll be interesting to watch that play out. On the autonomy, I think we all want our cars to be as autonomous as they can be, but I don't know that rideshare or shared vehicles are going to be a hit in the U.S. I just don't see that. People like ownership. They like going out their back door to their garage to get in their own car versus out their front door to get in somebody else's car and share it with somebody they may not want to share a ride with. So there will be governmental push on that, but you know what needs to happen? And as American chicks probably know as well as anybody, we need to push back on that as much as they're pushing at the on the other end. And by the way, hey, let me tell you, there you've got a listener out there that moved here from Iowa by the name of Curtis DeGruy. I know he's listening this morning, so shout out to Curtis. He's a new listener. He's a big fan of American chicks. So I'd like to introduce you to Curtis sometime and get you to know him better.
Okay, Curtis, it's great to meet you. And Tim Jackson, thank you so much. We need to have another conversation on all these things because we will push back. People do like the freedom to be able to move in a free society as people that can move. They can go where they want to, when they want to, in the vehicle or the mode of transportation that they choose instead of being dictated by politicians and bureaucrats and special interests. So Tim Jackson, Colorado Automobile Dealers Association, thank you so much. You have a great day.
Thanks so much. Let's keep the freedom to drive.
You got it.